deterrent to war isn't a loss of money.
You're assuming that this Kalashnikov monster, and it does look like right out of one of these, what I think of as a children's movie, although it's not what I would have made for children, but it looks like one of those machines that turn into cars and all kinds of stuff.
Oh, the Transformers?
Transformer, that's the word I was trying to think of, yep. At any rate, Miles, you and I have often talked on the show about you being a code slinger. Is this the kind of machine you could probably write the computer software for? Because it seems a lot easier than deciding between killing the baby on the side of the road or running the old lady over in front of your car.
Yeah, I mean, this is probably implementing tactics or strategy within a machine based off what's going on around it.
Right.
The question would be, though, is in the last few engagements we've had from Vietnam forward have been non-military people fighting us. So how would a machine differentiate between a child or a woman as a combatant versus a soldier?
As a combatant.
How would you do that, Miles? Like, is that possible?
Well, yeah, you probably could, or you could statistically figure out if there was a high probability. I mean, think about it. We've even flown drones into weddings over in the Middle East. So
sure.
It's not like we've got 100% success rate, even with drones.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are controlled by somebody.
Well, typically, but not always. Some of them are computer controlled. But I'm looking at this machine. My first thought, by the way, folks, this is from mir.co.uk. My first impression of this is that it does look like a Transformer machine. That said, it doesn't look like it. I'm sure it's functional, but it doesn't. The thing weighs 4.5 tons.
Yep.
So it's going to be very limited just by the nature of land about where it can do its battles. To me, it looked like an unrealistic nonsense thing. I mean, when you watch World War II, some of the different mechanisms, machinery that they came up with along the path, some of them you look at and you go, really? You thought that'd be a good idea?
Well, the Sherman tank was created, World War I?
Right.
So, I mean, before that, nobody maybe thought that could work, right?
But does this look feasible to you?
In an open terrain. Like
a flat open terrain.
Yeah, it's not going to be climbing mountains or anything.
My question is, if you have a country who's got robots for soldiers,
right?
Who says they're fighting robots from other countries? Why would they be fighting human soldiers? Why would it be robot against robot?
I think that's what Ludd's point was when he said it would just be a financial war.
Right.
It looks just like an internet war.
The attacker
period.
Using robots is trying to limit their loss of life, but they're not trying to limit the loss of life on their who they're fighting against.
No, but if it was us versus them, right? I mean, one of the number one reason the Cold War never became hot is why? Loss of life, right?
Right.
Neither Russia nor us want to lose life. So it never became a hot war. As soon as you got robots fighting it, and you're not losing life, let's fight it. Let's bankrupt now you're doing a financial war, really, than anything. It's not even about human life. It's all about finances.
Miles, do you think this is a realistic thing, or does this look like them just with a prototype of a car, just to use the analogy that you'll see at the annual car show, but you go, that's never going to be in production? What do you think? Is this real or no?
Yeah, I don't think this particular model. I think eventually down the road, I think we've got plenty of technology to develop something that would be an all-terrain type of soldier.
Sure. Now, when
I just think that we're in the very early stages. So, yeah, to your point, this is kind of like one of those idea cars that you see at the car show.
When I see some of the robots coming from out west here in the United States, some of the robots that Japan has been spinning forward, Ludwig, not any of your robots. I'm not talking about those. But to me, they're more realistic. This, to me, looks silly. That's my interpretation of it.
When I think of a robot war, I think of a room full of people in VR helmets controlling a robot.
Okay. But Japan has introduced several robots over the last 5 or 6 years that are humanoid in size, at least.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're working on onboard computers to make them autonomous. But whether it's you with a visor or the robot being autonomous, in either case, they seem a lot more realistic and able to go where a human can go than does this big, gigantic bucket of steel and bolts.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where I would push back, though, on the VR thing is that now you still have it down to human reflex time, where a computer will work a heck of a lot faster.
Yeah, I think that it eventually ends up there. I think that one progression towards there might be human interaction like we have with drones to where they're autonomous eventually overall.
Probably.
Maybe. I mean, we kind of have that already, right? I mean, a lot of our drones are flown by somebody who's sitting in Nebraska, but they're flying the drone overseas.
Listen, before we run out of time, I want to segue to the other enigma for me. This is from Gateway Pundit. I did find it in other sources also. Muslims hold massive rally at Vikings U.S. Bank Stadium, chanting Allah Akbar. Folks, I'm not assailing Muslims, and I'm Allah Akbar. What does that mean?
Praise God.
God is good. God is greatest.
Yeah.
So when they phrase it this way, I think it's trying to have a tone against the Islamic faith. I'm not trying to drive that narrative right now, but what I am trying to say is, why isn't this mainstream news?
Which part? That they're gathering for a prayer?
That there is, this stadium was full of folks.
Yeah, 50,000 people?
Yep, and I don't want to say I fear them, because I'm truly not trying to make this segment anti-Islamic. I'm not. But to me, these are a little bit of concern. It should be at least newsworthy. Am I misreading this, Miles? Am I overstating the situation?
Well, I mean, you know, even if you equated it to a Christian demonstration, so when we go to see the Vikings, do we want 8 million people going in saying God is great?
Or did you
just go there to see a football game?
Yeah.
Why are we getting into religion and politics?
Well, in this case, though, it wasn't a football game they were watching. It was actually a faith rally, as I understood it from the news that I could find.
Okay.
It wasn't a football game. This was a faith-based rally. And by the way, folks, I'm not opposing it, just so you know that. But given the history of the last 20 years, it would seem that this would be newsworthy, and it isn't. And I don't know whether people are afraid to touch this topic politically, or if I'm just being shrill and I should ratchet myself down. But I was, I don't want to say alarmed by it, but I was, it, let's just say it drew my attention.
I guess it should draw your attention. Because let's face it, we lived through 9/11. We understand that took place. But at the same time, I don't think it should draw my attention, because like Miles said, if it was Christians gathering or Jews gathering, it wouldn't draw my attention. Why is it? Because at Muslims it does. Because we were attacked in 9/11. I know that. I'm not going to be naive about it.
But it wasn't just 9/11. That hasn't stopped. Most of the terrorist attacks domestically have been driven by people yelling Allah Akbar.
Well, yeah, but 9/11 is the one that started like our paying attention to that, right?
So we started paying attention to it maybe when they first attacked the towers, but they didn't bring them down.
Yeah.
Or maybe when the U.S. naval vessel was bombed.
Yep.
Are we painting with a broad brush?
I'm asking that very honestly. Am I painting with a broad brush? Because frankly, it was a concern to me. Now you call me whatever you want to call me. I'm okay with it. But it drew my attention. And
I don't want to say all Muslims are terrorists.
Absolutely agree with that, folks. Listen, thank you very, very much for tuning in. You have a great day, and we'll see you as soon as we possibly can.
How are you enjoying this latest stock market roller coaster ride? You've worked too long and too hard to let market volatility and a tired old spend down strategy rob you of your retirement savings. We're Sound Income Strategies, and baby boomers who have heard our message and called for a free income kit now understand the secret to a great retirement is our middle name, Income.
For your free, no obligation income kit, call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234 to speak to an income specialist. Call now. 866-913-1234.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies LLC, an SEC registered investment advisory firm.
Sound Income Strategies. The secret to a great retirement is in our middle name, Income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Call now. 866-913-1234.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts, stoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump announced his administration had reached a deal with Mexico on issues that have held up the NAFTA agreement for over a year now. The president says this is a good thing for farmers.
It's an incredible deal. It's an incredible deal for both parties. Most importantly, it's an incredible deal for the workers and for the citizens of both countries. Our farmers are going to be so happy. You know, my farmers, the farmers have stuck with me. I said we were going to do this. And Mexico's promised to immediately start purchasing as much farm product as they can. They're going to work on that very hard.
Funeral arrangements for Senator John McCain have been announced. On Wednesday, Senator McCain will line the state capitol in Arizona and Friday the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. A memorial service will also be held in Phoenix at the National Phoenix Baptist Church and then on Saturday one at the National Cathedral as well. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline has increased slightly to $2.82 a gallon as some motorists prepare for the upcoming Labor Day holiday. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
We spoke to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com about the slight increase in gasoline prices.
This year, the national average will be about $2.82 a gallon on Labor Day. But keep in mind, last year, Hurricane Harvey was causing the national average to surge.
Hawaii continues to have the highest priced gasoline at $3.71 a gallon, followed by California at $3.59. The lowest prices were found in South Carolina at $2.51, followed by Mississippi at $2.52 a gallon.
The latest round of U.S. sanctions against Russia went into effect today for its alleged role in the use of a chemical weapon to poison a former Russian spy. Moscow, however, has reportedly slammed the latest round of economic sanctions, calling them unacceptable, and the Russian government has reportedly denied any involvement in the poisoning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed.